This is episode 6 of season 10 from the Taboo Podcast Las Vegas.
Kiss me again.
You know what to expect here from the famous Taboo Podcast from Las Vegas. This is our 78th episode since we began back in the year 2021. This podcast episode is named Fake Arab Prince. Sit back relaxed or sit up stiff, your choice. In the next few minutes, you will learn some extraordinary taboo truths that you did not previously know about. Our episode, Fake Arab Prince.
I am so lonely. I need someone in my life. I cannot stand being alone like I am today. I need a man in my life. I found my handsome Arab prince in a dating app. The prince will be my lover forever.
Hello, I am an international billionaire. Few people know my name. I am the crown prince in an Arab country you could not find on the world map if your life depended on that skill. My skill is deception. I am not a real Arab prince. I am a fake Arab prince. I exist only in the chat rooms of many dating apps commonly used around the world. The people I chat with think I am born of royalty. They think I am living in an Arab country. They never hear my actual voice because we use text to chat. You cannot hear a voice in a text chat. My thick accent would scare people off. So it's good that my voice is generated using deep fake technology so nobody can hear my actual voice. The voice you are hearing right now is a synthetic voice, but it is a fake voice. Shut up and just listen.
If you or anyone you know has signed up with a chat on a dating app and you connected with a man who says he is a crown prince from the Arab world, you are not alone. The fake crown prince has caused a lot of emotional distress for many men. These emotionally distressed men are in search of handsome men on dating apps. They want intimate companionship with a handsome Arab prince. But you need to know the truth. The handsome Arab prince is not a real man. He is not a real Arab prince. He is totally fake, a complete imposter. He exists to scam you. His sole purpose is to persuade you, manipulate you, and deceive you. What he wants from you is for you to electronically send money using one of several apps available internationally to transfer money across the borders of countries. These money apps circumvent the international regulations designed to prevent money laundering, human trafficking, and other immoral and illegal transfers of money from one person to another person. The Arab prince is a complete fake. Do not believe anyone in a dating app who tries to convince you that they are from a royal family.
But the prince assured me he was real. He sent me a photograph of his identification card. I fell in love with him. He is so handsome. I wanted him for my lover. I was skeptical at first that the prince was a real man, but my longing for companionship was a stronger motivation.
The motivations of gay men and straight women are identical with regard to this fake Arab prince. The victims of these scams all are individuals who are very lonely. They all want the handsome Arab prince to dominate them sexually. They find the images of the dark and handsome Arab prince to be sexually arousing, even though the images they see have been carefully faked using artificial intelligence. These lonely individuals want the Arab prince to be their lover. Of course, they fantasize about him taking care of them financially. They each want the Arab prince in their life immediately to end the deep loneliness they live with every single day of their life. They want the Arab prince to spend money on them. Their emotions take over. They do not think clearly about how foolish it is to believe that a billionaire prince from an Arab country would be using a chat room to find a lover. In real life, a billionaire prince from an Arab country would have not only the money, but also the powerful connections he needs to be able to acquire anyone he may want to be with him every night of every week of every year for his entire life. A genuine Arab prince never needs to venture out into the seedy world of chat rooms and dating apps. If an Arab prince wants a thrill, he will spend $2 or $3 million to buy a rare camel for his animal farm near the palace he lives in, just so he can get up close to his pet camel and rest his head against the camel's head.
How could I be so foolish? Why did I believe that the Arab prince was legitimate? What's wrong with me?
The fake Arab prince scam has real-world consequences. Some of the victims who were scammed into giving money reportedly have taken their own lives out of shame and humiliation. Other victims hide their secret efforts to snag a wealthy and handsome Arab prince so that none of their friends and family will ever know how emotionally vulnerable they really are or how much money they paid for false fantasies.
The practice of using a fake identity to deceive a person and ask them for money is called catfishing. I know because catfishing is my job every day of every week. It's my full-time job. I work in a call center and I'm trained in strategies and tactics to deceive gay men into wanting to have sex with me. This practice of online deception is very common in dating apps. Catfishing is very common online, not just in chat rooms. You can steer clear of all dating apps to avoid being caught up in this predatory behavior online and save yourself a lot of heartache. It is not really worth the emotional pain and the financial loss for you to use dating apps that manipulate you and take advantage of your loneliness. You can raise your awareness and understanding of this predatory behavior. You do not need to become a victim. You can help other potential victims by sharing what you now know.
The informational links are available right now in the transcript of this podcast episode. You should share what you have learned with your friends and family. You do not want anyone you love getting scammed by this fake Arab prince. If you meet someone online on a dating app who tells you they are born into royalty in an Arab country, they are lying to you. It is that simple. The best step to take is to delete your account from that dating app right away. Save yourself the troubles you may bring upon yourself by believing in the desperate lies and deceptions of the fake Arab prince.
You have just heard episode 6 of season 10 from the Taboo podcast, Las Vegas, originating in Sin City, Las Vegas. This is our 78th episode since we began this podcast series back in the year 2021. This particular podcast episode was named Fake Arab Prince. Be sure to tell others about this podcast episode so that they will listen also. You can help spread the word to stop people from being victimized by the worldwide catfishing scam nicknamed Fake Arab Prince going on in various dating apps right now. Thank you for listening. Be careful out there.